I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Partly sunny today, we'll see a high near 86 degrees. For many years, schools throughout Illinois have been required to hold active shooter drills. But those drills are taking on more meaning for teachers and administrators tasked with keeping kids safe. Jacqueline Driscoll explains.
It's been about a decade since the Porta School District conducted its first drill for faculty and staff, long before it was required by law. With a new dangerous scenario every year, teachers work alongside law enforcement and paramedics to neutralize an active shooter situation in their school. Superintendent Matthew Brew.
Even in these activities, we have gunfire that's obviously not live gunfire, but it blanks. We have people running around, fear mode, you know, fight or flight sort of situations, and they have to manage, you know, all these people.
After a shooting at Mattoon High School last month, Bruce says that's a perfect example of the possibility of danger in any school, and his goal is to make sure his staff is prepared. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Chicago officials say they're constantly evaluating security before that city's annual marathon, but no changes have been made following the deadly shooting in Las Vegas. Roughly 45,000 runners are expected in Sunday's marathon, and there'll be up to 1 million spectators. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says emergency officials have conducted roughly a dozen drills already this year. Emanuel says he has absolute confidence in the security plans and says Chicago is prepared for any eventuality and stepped up security following the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. His son, he says, is running in the event. Alicia Tate-Nadeau leads the city's Office of Emergency Management and Communications. She says emergency officials take major national and international events into account, but there haven't been any marathon security changes because of the Las Vegas shooting. A drug used to combat overdoses will be more readily available in Illinois. The Illinois Department of Public Health is releasing a standing order for naloxone, commonly known as Narcan. Previously, a prescription was needed for this drug, but under the order, public health spokesperson Melanie Arnold says trained pharmacists will now be able to dispense a life-saving drug.
It's also going to make it easier for other entities like law enforcement, local health departments, drug treatment programs to be able to get this naloxone more easily.
The naloxone standardized procedure outlines how entities can be authorized to obtain, dispense, and administer the drug. It also includes the educational requirements for obtaining a standing order and for administering naloxone. Naloxone helps reverse the effects of opioid overdoses, which are occurring more frequently in recent years. We're going to see a partly sunny sky today and a high near 86 degrees. More clouds overnight tonight with a low of 63, then partly sunny tomorrow, high 87. I'm Jennifer Fuller.